Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, we're going to talk about what we've been seeing the last week or so, and it's an exciting group of things. Vomiting, diarrhea, and refusal to eat. They all kind of seem to go together. Today we're going to talk mostly about vomiting because I don't have enough time to talk about all three, so we'll continue this next week more than likely. So, why does your dog or your cat vomit? Well, they can vomit because they have a sore throat. They get sore throats just like you and I do. The throat gets red, it's sore, hurts to swallow. So ice cream tastes better than potato chips. They can also vomit because they have bad teeth. When you have bad teeth, it puts infections into your system, particularly into those tonsils and that throat area. And that causes the retropharyngeal lymph nodes to swell, the ones underneath your throat. And that makes it hard to swallow and so can make you vomit, can make you not want to eat. Tonsillitis is another reason for vomiting. Now, tonsillitis is kind of a strange one. By the way, dogs have tonsils that look just like yours and mine. They're down in a crypt in your throat. Cats have a little tonsil that's stuck up on the top of their throat, so they look a little different, but they can both get tonsillitis or an infection of the tonsil. Sometimes that's just from irritation. The other thing that can happen with tonsils is that when they vomit, they make the tonsils get sore. And then because the tonsils are sore and swollen, that makes them vomit. And then they vomit and it makes the tonsils sore. So you have to break that cycle sometimes. One of the reasons I see dogs vomiting a lot, dogs particularly, and occasionally cats, but mostly dogs, they eat their food too fast. You put the food in the bowl and within, a minute at the most, it's gone, completely gone. They just woof it down terribly fast. They'll stand around for a little bit, and then all at once they'll puke it back up. Now, gross as this is, most dogs will re-eat it. So don't be surprised if your dog does that. When they re-eat it, it means they're not sick. They just ate too fast. There's some fancy bowls on the market now that will slow down your dog from eating. They have pillars and circles and all kinds of crazy things. They have a simple way that's pretty cheap is to put a big rock in the middle of your dog's bowl and about the half the diameter of the size of the bowl and make him push the rock around to get to the food. And that'll slow him down. One of the problems with vomiting is liver problems. Couple of things go on with the liver. You actually can get a bacterial liver infection, and I had one of those this week. We were able to get it under control, and things seem to be straightening out pretty well with that. You can also have a gallbladder attack. Just like you and I have, you can get that gallbladder attack where it gets sludged up in there. Occasionally you'll have stones. We don't have as many stones in the bladder or in the gallbladder as people do, but dogs still get some sludge in there and slows down their emptying of their gallbladder. We have medications that work pretty well for that. We don't do surgery. I don't take gallbladders out. They can be removed in the dog. The duct work is a little dicey once in a while, but it can be done. Foreign bodies in the stomach. What does that mean? That means they swallowed something they shouldn't have. Their favorite ball or some stuffing out of the chair or something that plugs up the stomach so the stomach can't empty. If the stomach can't empty into the small intestine, then they puke their food up, and that's a pretty common thing to have happen. Taking that a step farther, constipation can cause them to vomit. Every so often, we'll have a cat particularly come in, and they say, well, my cat eats, and then he pukes it up. He eats, and he pukes it up. What's going on? Well, you can palpate the abdomen and find out that there may be somewhere between 4 and 12 inches of pretty hard fecal material in that terminal portion of the bowel, and everything's just kind of backed up, and they end up puking out of the deal. One of the things in dogs particularly, we haven't seen it in cats, but dogs seem to be able to get the human flu, the kind where you get the vomiting and diarrhea. Happens a lot of times in the wintertime all at once. Get a dog come in, he's got diarrhea and vomiting both, and the people don't understand it. In the winter, when the flu's going around, I say, oh, is anybody in the family or has he been around anybody that has had the flu? And 9 out of 10 times they'll go, oh, yeah, it was over at Uncle John's and John had the flu, and so that didn't help out. Your dog can vomit bad food. Not just spoiled food, bad quality food, some ingredient that's in there that shouldn't be in there, contamination. We've had a lot of recalls from salmonella lately in the United States, and any other kind of recalled foods. A couple of years ago, remember, they had melamine in the food that was coming from China. So there's a lot of reasons for them to have bad food. Also, that dead bird out in the yard, that's one that's bound to cause them to get a little upset stomach if they chew on that. So last week, this is what we had from not eating. I had one for bad food. I had one with a bad liver. I had one that was eating too fast. One, I still don't understand what's going on. And I had one that the kidneys shut down. So lots of things can happen to your dog causing vomiting. If you put vomiting in a search engine on a veterinary site, my goodness, you'll come up with about 25 things. So if you're having problems, give us a call. This is Dr. Leonard at the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. And our number is always 243-2121.